Next guest, please welcome into the studio. It's Lucy Edwards from St. Michael's Hospice. Good evening, Lucy.
Hello, Nick.
And welcome to the programme. Great to have you with us. Now, you might not realise, you may do because we've already mentioned it in tonight's show, but you might not realise that April is Make a Will Month and St. Michael's very much supporting this. So tell us about Make a Will Month, Lucy.
Yes, well, this is an annual campaign that we run in the Harrogate area, and we're very fortunate to have seven local solicitors supporting this St. Michael's initiative this year. And the idea is that they are waiving their professional will writing fees in order that anyone within our local community can actually have a basic will made and make a donation to St. Michael's instead. So there's an awful lot of people out there that perhaps have been putting off having a will made or just haven't gotten around to it yet, who can tap into this opportunity and support their local hospice at the same time.
You will probably fit into one of those two categories, either putting it off because of sort of connotations to go with making a will, or just, I'm in the other camp of just, it's just one of those things you just haven't got round to doing. Yeah. And there's so many little jobs like that, but this is one. So this is, there's a bit of time built into this. So this is just in April, and clearly there's a benefit to doing it now. So what are the next steps? If you're listening to this now and this resonates with you, what are the next steps that we should take?
So if you are do fit into that category where you haven't got around to having your will made, or perhaps you've had new grandchildren arrive, or you've moved home, or perhaps seen the breakdown of a relationship, which is one of the reasons why you should review your will. The next step to do, if this applies to you and you want to have your will renewed or reviewed, you can call St. Michael's on 01423 878 628 to request a pack, or visit our website, fill in a simple form, and we'll get one out to you as soon as possible. Once you've received that, you'll receive a step-by-step guide as to what it takes to have your basic will made, a list of the seven local firms of solicitors that are participating in this campaign. You will need to ring one of them. It might be that you choose them based on geography, or perhaps you've used them before for conveyancing or something like that. And give them a call, make your appointment to take place in April, and then they will look after you from there on.
That's fantastic. So the only thing to say is that there's only 2 weeks left of the month, so this is something you'll have to action pretty soon. And one thing that I didn't realise was so many people will make donations to St. Michael's Hospice in their wills. They will leave money or they will make some kind of donation to the hospice, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So although that isn't part of the campaign, we're not expecting it, a lot of people, when making their will also think about not only making their donation at this point for having their will made, but also remembering a favoured charity with a gift in their will. And at St. Michael's, we are fortunate that a number of people actually choose to do that and have been doing that for the last 30 years, thinking about safeguarding hospice care for future generations. So although the donations that are given for having wills written this month will support the people that need our care now, a gift in your will could actually support and safeguard hospice care for future generations for our local community. And actually, those gifts are so very, very important. What it actually means at St. Michael's is that we can actually care for one in five of our patients. So people can receive that care because gifts have been left in wills. So it's a hugely important area that we would just ask people to consider, really. Whatever charity resonates with you, whatever charity is important to you in your lifetime, think about actually what a difference you can make. And that can actually be, you know, after you've looked after your family and friends, maybe just 1% of your estate could actually have a huge difference to local causes. And of course, there are huge advantages like reducing inheritance tax as well.
Yeah, no, there's loads in there and lots to think about. So the best place is to go. Just give us again the web and phone number details so that people can follow up on that.
Yeah, so get in touch on 01423 878 628, or you can visit the St. Michael's Hospice website, stmichaelshospice.org.
Fantastic. Lucy, thank you so much for that. Loads of info in there, and you can listen to all that again on this week's podcast. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.